okay with Radio.
I'm okay with Nicki being on that record because Nicki Minaj is having fun and just getting on everything. You know what I'm saying? So I'm getting on everything hot for the summer. Also, Nicki has a single solo record, heavy in rotation. Red Ruby the Sleeves is doing numbers and it's in rotation. Okay? So her getting on Pound Town and Princess Diana and this, that, and the third, she also has a record in rotation. So I don't mind Nicki getting on that Pound Town record. However, that just wasn't the most iconic verse for me either. But Nicki's has a lot of verses. So, I'm confused. Why does every verse have to be tomorrow too? Every verse is not going to be that, but it wasn't bad. All right, let's get into some things. That Nicki can rap, but that just wasn't my favorite verse of hers. But it wasn't trash either. I don't think I've ever heard a trash Nicki Minaj verse ever. 6125, you're live on the air.
Hello, how you doing, Armand?
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, I want to get into some things. But I'm gonna come at you with a real critical discussion. You know, I'm not going to just, rip Cardi apart.
Okay.
The thing is, the verse, let's start with the performance. The performance wasn't bad. It wasn't my favorite, but all of the things you called out were the things I had an issue with. But it's a decent performance. It was a fun song to begin with. That's a rare compliment for Latto, but it was a good song, and it was enjoyable to listen to. However, with the temperature surrounding Cardi B and the lack of music, the temperature with Nicki Minaj and all the things that Nicki has said on these records that she's released in these subsequent months, the verse is not an answer to all of that. This is not the verse where we're just trying to see if Cardi can deliver a palatable record, if she can kind of rap. There are things that she needed to answer, that she needed to say. You said on the last episode yourself, on your show about this topic, you said, Cardi B. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sorry, it cut out for a second. Sorry. You said that if Cardi B's going to hop on this type of record, she needs to know, what type of record she's hopping on. Well, she hopped on the record, but she didn't really say
anything.
And
she played
anything.
It safe.
She played it safe, and that's what happens when Cardi B is not releasing music. She doesn't quite understand what is asked of her, but she does pay attention because she said, wow, they actually like Tomorrow too. I wasn't wasting time from start to finish. I gave a fast, energetic verse and a long verse. That's what they want from me. She gave that. However, we didn't get any bars from her that we wanted. There are things we want her to say. Now,
yeah,
this is where I got to get critical. But
you know what? I can agree with you on that because I do feel like it was a little safe as far as not taking any shots.
I'll put it this way, and this is a huge compliment I'm going to give to Cardi. I'll put it this way. After I finally listened to put it on the floor, I said, oh, wait a second. I didn't like the snippet, but hearing the song, well, this is a good Cardi topping on this. I thought she was about to say some lethal things. I thought there was no way she couldn't. But once again, it's proven she'll find a way not to. Now, this is where I got to be critical, and then I'll pass it on to someone else. I don't think we're being too hard on her. I got to be real. I think you may be unintentionally lowering the bar for her. All those girls that you mentioned, she is superior to them without us needing to even analyze. She's not in that discussion. Can she hold a candle in terms of lyrical content coming from her own mouth and her own delivery? Can she hold a candle to Nicki? No. Can she hold a candle to Megan Thee Stallion? No. Those are the top girls. So she falls short of that standard. Not a bad standard in terms of ability. I'm not talking about likability. She's got 5 number one. She's doing well. But in terms of ability, yes, she falls below that standard. Because it's a high one, and she has to live up to it, but she is putting in the work, and that's what I wanted to say.
But she went toe-to-toe with Latto, and Latto is not an easy kill.
Armand, nope, I ain't letting you have that one. Latto cleared her, And if she even, if we should not be talking about her holding her own against Lotto. Absolutely not. If we're talking about giving her praise for holding her own against Lotto, Armand, the bar is truly in. I can't
you
say
don't
it
think she
not
held her own with you don't think
you know,
she held her
think,
own against
think,
Lotto?
Oh, I think she, you know, I think she held her own against Lotto. I don't think Lotto's good. I'm never worried about Cardi B's performance next to a Lotto. So when she held her own, but I was like, come on, you should be spanking her. And that's the thing. Cardi came with the aggression, but there was nothing in those bars. You got to be honest. Think of everything Nicki has said in the last couple of months. If you're Nicki Minaj, who everyone loves to say, so bothered and angry, I'm so confident in the answer, I'll place it in your hands. If you're Nicki Minaj, after everything you've said and done in the past 4 months, was there anything in that rap of Cardi's that would give her any pressure? And if the answer is no, that's how you know the performance wasn't what it needed to be. It's not always
well, it
just
sounds
about
like you wanted, it sounds like you wanted some tea. It sounds like you wanted some tea. You wanted Cardi to be to talk her. You wanted her to throw some shots and claim her title. Is what it sounds like. You want her to?
I did. Okay. You know, I did because I'm one of those bars where it's like I'm confident in Nicki's ability and staff.
Okay.
I'm confident.
So you
what wanted she can do.
You wanted Cardi B to go ahead and challenge her to go ahead and buck up and say like, girl, and kind of come at her a little bit like, girl, let's go. You wanted her to throw some
shots.
That's
absolutely. And okay. Honestly, Armand, I thought because you know she respects your opinion when you said. Hey, Cardi, if you're hopping on this type of record, then I don't want, you know, then I don't want to hear what happens if people bust shots back. Honestly, you usually don't do that. You don't usually put the pressure to Cardi B in that way. You try to save her honor sometimes. You said this, now the safety blanket's gone from the person who's the best at talking about female rap. She has to deliver. Now she knows she can't. There's no going back. I'm not going to say that she's going to talk about, about Nicki's, children
yeah.
and all that, but I'm like, okay, she cannot run anymore. And when she still decided to run, that's a fail. You cannot keep doing this, Cardi. You cannot keep waiting until the public likes you. That is weak. Nicki has released many songs that have flopped, but she had to still release them, hoping they'll stick, hoping people would see the bars, hoping that people would see the talent. You're a flop, Nicki, but she keeps going. And to never put the candle to Cardi B like that is weak. You're from the Bronx, and you came at Nicki at an event, and y'all clowned her. Y'all clowned the other girl. You said that she was the one scared on the corner, and that you're the gangster. So I will not accept this narrative from her. And she's got the stats, and she's got enough popularity that is dwindling, but she's got enough of it to where she can give some pressure on the charge, but she's got to rise to the occasion. That's all I got to say.
It sounds like you want some fire. So you want some fire. Not the girls wanting fire because they say I'm messy. They say when I say these things, I'm pitting women against each other. But it sounds like people want some fire.
Because you know why? There's enough players for it to be.
Okay.
There's enough players. There's so many. And where, there's enough. Everyone can choose a fighter. Everyone can choose a girl they like, whether she's underground or mainstream. And it seems like, what are we doing out here? Like,
you wanted Cardi B to give Nicki a challenge, and so Nicki could respond. You wanted to be, you felt like Cardi B, this was your moment. You was with Lotto. You was on Put It On The Floor, and you didn't put nothing on the floor and send at least a direct shot.
That's the thing. I genuinely was scared, not for Nicki's lyrical ability, but based off of what she had put out so far. I don't like it when Nicki plays defense. Because the public historically does not like it when Nicki's on the defense. So I was like, do not let Cardi come up here with some savage verse, and then you have to play catch up. Because that happened with Queen. It doesn't get received well. So I thought, oh my gosh, if she comes with a Tomorrow 2 verse on this type of song, a song where the other lead artist is really good. Glorilla was not good. She was just, she was just popular. Mm-hmm. Lotto was good. This is a song that's great from start to finish in terms of, its presence, its menace. I said, you're putting Cardi B on it? And when I heard it, I said, oh, whoa, whew. Well, I can take a load off and go to sleep. Damn, I really thought you were coming.
Okay. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. It's not that the record for you, it wasn't that the verse was trash. It was just more so you feel like it was a little bit of a cop out. You feel like she ran. You feel like she didn't really go and send a shot. You didn't feel like she really assumed, or you don't feel like she stood up for herself or stood her ground. You don't feel like she put it on the floor.
She didn't put it on the floor. Now the snippet, the very first part when she opened, that was not good, just on a technical performance level. But the first, you know, when she says, "Let me pop off," you know, I work in voiceover, so I work in production all the time. The moment that reverb hit on that chord, I said, "Oh, here we go," and I'm hearing it, and I'm like, "What are you saying? I'm here where it's coming. It's coming."
Okay.
And I said, "So you ran again, and you're going to hope that the public says, oh, this is great." And it's like, come on, Cardi. Absolutely not. Stop.
So you feel like you tired of Cardi B. Cardi B, the people are saying that you're running.
Yeah.
Meg is running too. Meg ain't said nothing.
Girl, Armand, don't even get me started. I'm sorry. All
Meg just said that she's not even doing music.
Cross the wrong people. I hate to say it, Meg crossed the wrong people. No, it wasn't Tory Lanez or any of that. Megan got up with Roc Nation and thought that was going to take her so far, and then, boom, got October Surprise with Tory Lanez and had no allies to bail her out anywhere. That was a lesson that she needed to learn.
Okay. Let me get another call on here, Boo. Thank you. Okay. Okay. So the people are saying that they wanted Cardi B. It's not. So what I'm hearing is the people are not saying that the verse was trash. They just personally feel as though there was not enough smoke. That's what I'm hearing. Let me see. 9262. You're live on the air.
Yes, Armand. Happy birthday.
Thank you. What's going on? Talk to me.
Okay, so I'm a jackpot. I'm going to say Lotto killed the original. She really did. When I heard that and I heard about your coochie, I was like, oh, my God, okay.
Thank you. 3052, you're live on the air.
Hey, Irma, happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. What's going on?
The first caller, I agree to some degree. I'm a big Cardi B fan. I feel like she played it safe a little bit because why would you want to come off bitter? Like, okay, I Spice here, she's coming for your spot a little bit. So I think if she would have went in, she kind of could have cheated herself a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I wouldn't even done that. She played it safe, and I liked the verse, the diction part, like, so much because you like, okay, what did she bring it back? But, like, the couple of bodies, it was that.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years, it was that. That was for Nicki, and that was for Ice Spice. It was some shots that they were minor, but they did land because we knew what they were talking about.
What they got on me but a bodies in a couple years. That was an Ice Spice.
Right,
that could have been.
Right.
That was an Ice Spice.
Correct.
And a Nicki dig.
Because everybody was saying Ice Spice was with Drake first. She was all out with Drake and all that stuff. So what she got on me, a couple of bodies. And the thing about the whole couple of years, who else been out here 10 plus years? Nicki. So she did have two shots in there. She got some, and the kid's thing was off bar. I would have came off bar feet. I mean, that's me.
Oh.
She caught a feet later. I don't know what she put the first. I mean, but if you're going to go in, go all the way in. But I feel like she's coming. She got to get that confidence up. And like she said, okay, y'all give me this, you know, give me on billboard. I'm going to come through. But like the other caller said before, too, you have to put out work, whether it's good or not. Put out some work so you get some man features. And then the other thing is all the man features that I want from her, she can't get. You know, it's all they got beef with them. That other thing, that's an issue, too, because all the man features we want, Little Baby, Kenny, can y'all work that out so I get that feature? Chris Brown, can we work that, can I get that feature? Like, the features we want, you can't really get. You know what I'm saying? But we need this summer to be, where's my up song? Where's the Timbo Club song? We have Nicki song. Okay, that's in rotation. Super freaky girl and the other one, great. But we need a up song. We need a throw that yellow something that says I'm still here. I'm still the moment. I'm still that girl because all these fashion shows. That I get it. That's great. You still getting your money, but you was here for the music first. You know, that's irrelevant regardless. she was set running across with her music, with her, you know, like her personality, her whip shots. She was set running across, period, but we still need music because that was, you know, you've been a music, so that's all I got to say. Happy birthday,
Boo.
Love.
Thank
Enjoy
you,
your day.
Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yes, okay, come on. All right. My girlfriend, Eva with the T, what's going on, sister? Hello? Hello? I can't hear you. Hold on. Hello?
Hello? Yes,
hey,
girl.
What's going
Sorry.
On, baby?
First of all, let me say this. I find it very funny that these, listen, these girls, these barbs, they keep calling and saying they're Barbie gang, these barbs wanted direct shots because it would benefit them in case Nicki, then it would be like, oh, Cardi started it first. It's a typical narrative that they give. They wanted, they expected Cardi to throw shots so that Nicki could respond back and take more shots. But many, plenty of times we have said, do not sheather yourself because it's not going to benefit to look like the bitter one, to look like the one that you're upset. Girl, these, it's no shade at all. But then the girls are saying she didn't even take enough shots for me. Last time I checked, I mean, Nicki Minaj is the only person that married a person that's broke. You know what I'm saying? And the line literally says, you know, broke men give the D, rich men sponsor gold. And there was another line, you know, it's no T. Like I don't understand. There was plenty of lines, but my favorite line was, my favorite line was, and it's not even the sexy dancing like in the house, I feel like, but it's got her lurking on my page before she feed her kids. Because, I mean, what other female rapper be up all night tweeting, wakes up as soon as Cardi posts or promotes something, here she comes.
But I feel like that would have been a stronger line for me if it would have just gave before she feed her kid. Kids,
but if she said,
kids
no,
give
no, no.
you an out.
But
kids give you an out. That S gives you that out.
She's doing subliminals like Nicki Minaj does. Because when she
I
talks
needed
about
to say
that
kid.
That could have been Lil' Kim. See, it would have been too direct. And then people would have bashed her and said, weren't you crying about TK talking about your kid? Weren't you suing her for that? You see, you have to be smart to play the game. Let's be real. See, so you have the barb, and some people would want that, but you also have to be smart. You just got out of a lawsuit of saying certain things, but to the person that's smart, you would know, you know. Let me just put an S on it so it's not too direct.
But
it's
the
no
S
say.
Watched it down for me.
It does, but it still hit. If you know, you know, because she's doing the same thing that Nicki
but
does.
The record is called
directed.
Put It on the Floor.
And, I mean, she put it on the floor. She said what she said, and whoever's wearing the shoe, that's who it fits to, right? Ain't that what Nicki does? Whoever the shoe fits and wears it, that's who it's about. The girls wanted to be direct, but she's not about to Remy Ma herself. It's no shade. None of the rap girls have been direct except for Remy Ma. Lotto ain't even said her name in lyrics. Lotto ain't said Nicki's name in lyrics. It's they're not going to do that because it's expected to do that. So
she thought I would kiss her if she took her meds. That was very direct.
But it could have been for anybody, right? But we knew who she was talking about. You see what I'm saying? None of them are going to be direct. This is female rap. They're always going to sub. And why would Cardi come back and directly diss her before her debut of her second album? Nicki's not even her problem. It's putting the second album out. That's her problem. So she has, I feel like she, and why would I put it on a record for somebody else for that to benefit them when I could put it in my own record?
On my Cardi own did record.
Say, and Cardi did say, in a couple of weeks, she's releasing another one. It's no tea. She said that. She said, if it tops, Billboard 15, I'm dropping another one. It's not going to be no longer than 2 weeks after that, she said, verbatim. So she already has another follow-up record ready to drop. But I wouldn't diss somebody on somebody else's record. I do it on mine so I can get all the benefits.
No okay, key. Let me see. Hold on. Okay, 4468, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how are
hey,
you?
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, let's get into some things. We got to go quick. First of all,
okay, let's go.
I really want to say the reason that your audience F with you is because you're honest and you're not mm-hmm. biased. Let's start there.
Mm-hmm.
Second,
okay.
I want to say that I'm a barb to the death. I know Onika is listening. Shout out. Okay. Tilt that pound town. But Cardi's growing on me. I'm not going to lie. I see her come up and she's really growing on me. I'm not going to hold you. Now, the first thing I want to say is I don't know what Eva's obsession is with Nicki Minaj. She needs to stop. It's not even funny. It's weird. It's crazy. It's lame. It's like we don't even respect her calling in because it's just
I'm as obsessed as y'all are obsessed with Cardi.
It's weird. It's lame. Like, girl, you need to stop. Like, for real. Get the facts. Like,
yeah,
our
girl,
and knock it
you're
out.
As obsessed with Cardi as Nicki is with Cardi. I mean, anytime
okay.
that
we
Cardi
all obsessed,
beats, anytime Cardi beats with somebody,
Nicki
will put them
it.
In a music
okay.
video. Wait, Armand, put her on mute real quick, because let me give you this tea. Because I
hold
said,
on, okay,
what?
Hold on. Hold on, hold on.
Me,
go ahead.
Girl,
one at a time. I'm not
going to
mute nobody. I'm not going to mute her.
Okay.
Just one at a
but
time.
But let me just say this. I don't want to overtalk her. But, Armand, did I not send you this video of Nicki Minaj going live with Akbar after the Lotto and Cardi song was announced? And for some, when she went live with Old Girl with the Bad Skin.
Yes.
Sexy Red. Who,
yes.
Why would she bring, if you're promoting a song, why would you bring Akbar? You had a reason to bring her up. Because Akbar was in there, in the room, and she was like, oh, look, and here's my brother, which was, you know, Lotto's ghostwriter. I sent you the video.
I feel just feel like,
now. So
you know, I just feel like
who's
you're
obsessed
evil
with
the
who?
Tea.
So
I feel like you're evil with the tea. I feel like you,
so
you call in all the time.
Okay, Eva, let her finish. Who? Let her finish.
Right.
She let you land. Go ahead.
Armand. A1 calling all the time. We listen all the time. You never, Armand at least has landing points on both sides. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I had a landing point.
He said last week, you know, like, Cardi better come put it on the floor. You know, I could pull her up on the phone, but she better come and give us shots or else. He's honest. He's fair. Every single time you call in, you throw the lowest blows. You say the craziest stuff just to be Team Cardi. I'm starting to think you on her payroll. It's getting weird. Getting weird.
I mean,
you need to stop.
If the check clears, I definitely would be. A lot of girls are on Nicki's payroll.
That's
wow.
fine, but you're not.
Okay.
So let's
okay.
stay focused.
Who wants
anyway.
To be on that payroll?
Okay.
She could barely help her girl.
I'm gonna just finish my. I'm gonna finish
okay,
my statement.
Yeah. Please finish your statement.
Can,
okay. Okay. Okay.
Can
move to, okay. Go ahead and finish your statement. Finish your statement.
You said you don't know why Cardi is judged so harshly. Cardi is mm-hmm. judged harshly, and this is partially the reason that I did not like Cardi, is because Cardi knows on her best written verse day she cannot see Onika Mirage. She knows
mm-hmm.
that. And so
mm-hmm.
instead of just being like, yo, I'm making fun twerk music, like we doing this, we doing that, and just kind of having fun with it, she keeps trying to be like, I'm Grammy nominated, oh, 5 number ones, oh, you know, she kind of keeps comparing herself,
okay.
herself next to Nicki Minaj when she knows
okay. Okay.
good and well she can never see her. That's last. And the verse was good. I liked the verse. I really did. I was like, okay. But like you said, she played it safe. She didn't throw no shots for real. Like Nicki didn't tell that lady she ugly. Nicki has been
yes.
rapping Cardi for a very
yes.
long time. Why didn't Cardi?
Yes.
She should have said her son. She should have said,
yes.
you wake up and check me before your son. Now we would, oh, your son, we know who she's talking
yes.
about. You know what I mean? She ain't got to say no name.
It sounds like the people wanted some heat. Y'all wanted her to respond
yes.
to Nicki.
Yes. I'm a barb. I wanted Cardi to be like, oh, yeah, your son's, and yeah, you clicking up. You got to go get Ice Spice now. Like, I wanted her to give Nicki, because this is the thing. Nicki's the champ. Nicki knows he's a champ. Nicki don't like the comparisons. Nicki don't like, you know, content bashing and stuff like that. But she knows she's
uh-huh.
I mean, she's not really worried about Cardi out-barring her. She's not, that's not what's on her mind. She just wants, Nicki likes the drama. You know what I mean? So she
mm-hmm.
wanted that back and forth, and I feel like Cardi just didn't give it. And then lastly, Lotto is trash. Come on now. You talk about she gave her. And then last week, you know, you was trying to be nice, gave that lady an apology. Anybody recording phone calls, anybody out here having to do all types of shady stuff because they can't get a verse and nothing is hitting besides Mariah
yeah.
Carey sample from 40 years back is trash.
Wow. Thank
yeah.
you.
Happy birthday. I love you. I love you.
Thank you. Bye. Wow. The people are coming. The people are being honest today. They want the mask. Cardi B, I told you. The people wanted you to put it on the floor. I thought it was good, but I do have to agree. While the verse was solid, it was safe. No shade. But it was solid. It wasn't a trash verse. But it wasn't put all the way on the floor if we're talking in terms of flexing your muscle and letting her know, I'm not the one to play with. You're not going to keep calling me out of my name. You're not going to keep calling me ugly. You're not going to keep botch face photos. Why would you post those? You're not going to keep playing in my face. After all of this surgery, you're still ugly. Like, you're not going to keep doing this to me. At some point, the people want Cardi B to challenge back, and they don't want her to do it with a brand deal or a hit record or a number one on Billboard. They want her to do it in a bar that's going to sting. And I think the people, they want the girl that is neck and neck with Nicki Minaj, the two top girls, they want Cardi B, and I'm here for it, and I agree. They want her to hit her with a stinger and see what she got and see if Nicki can respond. I feel it. Because Nicki has been on her neck. I get it. You know I get it. I get it. 6922, you're live on the air.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Thank you. What's going on?
All right, so it's no tea. It's no tea. At first, I thought the verse was trash, but then I had to, you know, go back and listen to it, da-da-da-da. It's not trash. It's just very underwhelming. She didn't put nothing on the floor. Like the other caller said, Nicki is constantly planning this girl face. Constantly planning this girl face. They both grown women. You can't pull the bully card. Cardi B can stand up for herself. She got on the song called Put It On The Flow. It's a Nicki. It was nothing. You don't got to put names on it. Eva was being delusional. You don't got to put names on everything. Lotto didn't put a name on. She thought we would kiss. I would kiss her, but she ain't took her meds. She ain't put a name on that, but we knew exactly who she was talking about. It was
so
just
you
very,
feel
very
like you feel like so you don't feel like she put it on the floor. You feel like she played it safe.
She played it very safe. Cardi B, you always let Nicki play in your face. You want to be on. It's weird. It's weird. She's a rapper. You need to get in the booth. Rap.
Okay. I feel you. I mean, I can't. Listen, guys, I'm going to be honest. You guys are making some valid points with putting it on the floor. I cannot dispute that because I agree. You know, she should have put it. I do see where there could have been a stronger moment where you felt like it was put on the floor. I'm going to be honest with you. I guess I was already ready for that because when I did get a chance to speak to her briefly before the song came out, I didn't hear the song. But she told me, she was like, I'm not really doing that. Dissing nobody or doing that. Like, I'm not doing that. She kind of basically said, I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? Like, it's not giving that. Because I'm like, girl, you know this record is giving. I'm not doing that. So I think the people want it. So I was already kind of prepared for it not to be put on the floor. But I think the people are like, you keep letting this girl play in your face. Stop being a nice girl. Give her a challenge. Y'all are the top two. And I get it, because to get on a song like Put It On The Floor, the expectation is to do something. But here's the other thing. I'm going to look at it from both sides. Also, though, you getting on this record with Lotto, knowing that Lotto got beef with Ice Spice, Nicki Minaj, and then if you got on there putting it on the floor, possibly Cardi B could have came out of it looking very pressed. just because of who she was on the record with. So perhaps she has decided not to put it on the floor on that record and just use this record because it's a hot record to throw her into the algorithm, and then maybe she'll actually put it on the floor on her record. So then it doesn't look a kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Because it's maybe that's her thought process. It could look a way. I done teamed up with Lotto. Now I look pressed by Ice Spice, and I look pressed by Nicki Minaj, and we look like two pressed. Maybe she didn't want to look like that. I don't know. Interesting takes. Destiny says, in other words, pick up the stick, Cardi. Somebody says, Cardi B makes music to have fun. Nicki needs Nemesis to be at her best. They don't make the same kind of music, and that's okay. So some fans are okay with, you know, the song and what she put out. Put a one in the chat if you think Cardi B's verse was good enough. If you feel like she put it on the floor, she did her big one, it was solid, you liked it. Put a two in the chat if you feel like she did not put it on the floor. Somebody says, one diss from Cardi won't be enough. Cardi need to catch up. Cardi is scary and don't want the smoke. And if she disses, is about Nicki family instead of Nicki, then she loses again. Rosa says, Nicki collabs have all been with Hispanic women since Karol G got her diamond record with Tulsa in 2021. Red Ruby was a must. Okay. Let's take another call. Let's see what the tea is. Okay, 1282, you live on the air.
Okay. Hello?
Sorry, you took too long. All right, so listen, guys, we're going to wrap it up here. We probably will do a station head, but you know today is my birthday, so I do got to get outside. I love y'all. We can finish this in a part two. Okay, I did get that super chat coming in, so I'll take that one. 3225, you live on the air.
Hello, Amon.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello. My goodness. First, happy birthday. Blessed to
thank
be
you.
Another year. Very happy birthday to you. So, of course, we're talking about, you know, put it on the floor.
Okay.
I agree that it was very mid. Not bad by any stretch. Not bad at all. But it was very mid. I also think that when you had said, like,
mid is not the word. I think because the verse was good. You just feel like it was safe. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, safe, yes. Completely agree, very safe. I actually do agree. When you had said, like, the bar is very, we have a very high bar for Cardi. I just feel like that's kind of interesting, considering, like, is it truly high if it's on the floor? No pun intended. If the bar is on the floor and Cardi steps over it, a lot of people kind of, like, go crazy. And it's like, you had said, like, Cardi B can out-rap a lot of these girls. And it's like, but, like, can she? Like, she can't outright Doja Cat. And Doja Cat does pop, and she still outrights Cardi B. She can't outright Bia. She can't outright JT. She just has more personality and a bigger
label. She can outright those girls. Yes, she can.
Okay. I mean,
Cardi B can definitely
out-rap
JT.
Even like when she said to you, Amon.
She can definitely out-rap JT, definitely out-rap the City Girls, for sure, 100%.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like the bar is actually very low for Cardi B. And then when she steps over it, you guys are like, oh my God. Even like when she called you and she told you, like you said, when she told you, oh my God, I wrote this one. I wrote this one. It's like... Okay, like that's what you're supposed to do.
She didn't say, like, oh, I wrote this one. Like, oh, I don't write any of them all. She's like, I write my raps.
5 years in. Okay. I'm just saying, like, we give a lot of participation points for Cardi B. Whereas, like, there are a lot of other girls that can out-rap her. She just has a big label, and she's a great entertainer. But not, I hate her. She's a great entertainer. But we're talking about rapping. She's not that, like, she doesn't stand out, and she doesn't. She can't out-rap the women, and she darn sure can't out-rap the men. She's very
well,
low.
Well, first of all, there's not a lot of women who can out. Well, name a woman that can really out-rap the men outside of Nicki Minaj.
Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion. I think Doja Cat can. I do. And that just
Doja Cat
delusion. If you're comparing Cardi B to Bia and Ice Spice, the bar is low. The bar is very low. She got out-rapped by Megan on her song WAP. Megan out-rapped her. The bar is not high.
Well, I think Megan
Thee
Stallion could slightly. Megan Thee Stallion is one that can go head to head with Nicki Minaj. Megan Thee Stallion is a premium rapper girl. Like, so that's a
absolutely
different kind of caliber. I don't. Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B cannot go toe to toe with Megan Thee Stallion. I mean, but that's totally different.
Period. So I just like, let's just be consistent, because sometimes you guys lower the bar for Cardi, and then when she's like I said, she steps over it. Oh my God. Like, Cardi B has great verses, though, and I'm not a hater. I love her No Limit verse. That was great. Her song with Normani, Wild Side, that was great. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, too, was fantastic. Like, I'm not a hater. I do stand Nicki, but I'm not just – I'm objectively fair. But Cardi B just doesn't – she just – I know you hate when I just get long-winded, but, like, I just feel like sometimes you guys just have this – you guys just really, really want her to do great, but then when she doesn't – do lyrically great, you guys are like, oh well, she tried, oh well, you know. And it's like, she has a huge machine behind her. That's what enabled her for her to stand out from a Bia, from a Erica Banks. But a lot of those girls can out rap her, and that's no shame. They will always be able to out rap her. She just has a bigger she's mainstream, and of course Lotto's gonna want Cardi B on her record. Cardi B's bigger than Lotto. Cardi B wasn't charting before, so she needs some. I mean, Lotto wasn't charting before, so she needs somebody to help her. And that's no shame. That these are just the facts. And quickly, because people keep talking about this Lotto, that Lotto diss, like, oh, she wanted me to kiss her butt. Lotto was begging for a feature. Nicki declined. There's a difference. These girls beg for it only turns into kissing butt when she says no. When she says yes, we love you, Nicki. That's all I wanted to say.
Thanks, boo.
Adios.
Bye. All right. So we'll wrap it there because we've been online.